hear the difference. You never mind the weather. When you come to Tommy's, the island is forever.
Come on in, everybody, to Tommy's Holiday Camp. Thank you, Miss Laura, for a great living room. It looks great. Thank you. A lovely day out there. And thank you for your very wonderful words at the end there as well. We will wish everyone well over this holiday weekend and what we are memorializing, people's sacrifices. So, yay. This is Arnoldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, and it is Friday night and in wonderful deliquescent downtown Occidental. Hope you're going to have a great time tonight on my show. It's going to be basically women singers that from around the world, mainly US and British, but throw in a few international types as well. And then got a few other features coming along at about 7:40. I'll be speaking with Monique Lessan, and she is an investigator, and but her specialty is really working on the human trafficking system in the world, which is really slavery. And so we'll be talking to her about that. And then a bit after that, the playing Dan Lee, a special story for this week, and the original story will be called The Swim. So you're listening to KOWS, yes, 107.3 FM in fabulous downtown Occidental, and you can get us streaming on the web on www.kows.fm. And even if you have an iPhone, you can also listen to us anywhere in the world. All you got to do is download an app for a couple of bucks and click in the address. And voila, Bob's your uncle. You are listening to Cows Radio in Timbuktu. Now, isn't that ecstasy in this world? Let's use technology. I know there's a lot of people possibly listening to this show from all around the world. Hi there, my international listeners. I hope you're well out there. And for everyone in the hills and vales of Occidental and Freestone and Camp Mika and Forestville, hi there, everybody. Hi there, pop pickers. Just pull down the volume control there. That is Caged Bird, and just running into, in fact, my guest for today on the interview. And she is on the phone with us, and I have Monique Lessan. Are you there, Monique?
I am here.
Oh, good. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you very well.
Oh, great. Now, excuse me. Now, Monique, you're a private investigator, and you do normal private investigating things, but you also have a real specialty in a certain area that you've taken on, and that's in human trafficking?
Absolutely. I'll give you a little background on who I am and what I do.
Yes.
First of all, I'm a licensed private investigator for 16 years from State of California. And I have owned my own agency for 16 years. I'm currently working as a director of investigation for DN Investigative Services in Santa Rosa. We have offices in San Francisco and San Jose. And the type of cases that we take on at this time are not related to human trafficking. Actually, we do a lot of background checks and internal theft and workers' comp and asset searches and so forth.
Yeah, the bread and butter of investigative work.
Yes, yes. But when I've owned my own agency up until May 1st, I actually did a lot of child abduction recoveries from international child abduction recoveries, actually, from many, many different countries, such as Singapore, Australia, Russia, Mexico, France, and England. And just last year, I recovered a child from China and recovered him back to his mother and took him to the airport.
Wow, what an incredible thing to do, to be able to go into, not exactly friendly foreign countries and to be able to carry out that type of work.
Yeah, well, you have to actually know what the laws are in regards to child abduction recovery. That's parental child abduction, and only 50 countries belong to the Hague Treaty, so that's a different thing.
Do we, hopefully the United States does, do we belong to it?
Oh, absolutely, oh. Yes.
You never know with after the Bush era.
Yes.
And perhaps you gave a definition of human trafficking. Perhaps you could read that out, and that would help people to understand what it is.
Actually, the legal definition of human trafficking is recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by improper means such as force or abduction, fraud or coercion, for an improper purpose such as force or coerced labor, servitude, slavery, or sexual exploitation. Now, not all human trafficking are sexual trafficking. Mm. That's the main thing that I wanted you to know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so literally, yeah, like the forced labor where you never get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's just the same.
But human trafficking is a very important and global problem, and is a gigantic international problem, actually, around the world. Something like 4 million women and children fall victim to traffickers.
This is every year?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. And they're forced into prostitution, and often the whole thing is connected to very lucrative underworld organized crime.
Oh, so there really is a system there. It's not just individual. There really, there is a whole network then.
Absolutely. Usually, the way women and girls usually are the ones that get involved, sometimes even boys. But the way they get taken into human trafficking is by applying for a job overseas, or especially modeling jobs, masseuse, and some people even try to study abroad. And they want to become nannies or au pairs, and some girls get just kidnapped right outside their doors. A lot of people that get kidnapped outside of their own homes are, for example, in Mexico. They get taken abroad and across the border lines and into other countries. And they get auctioned out on the internet to the highest bidder. They love virgins.
Oh, my goodness. So anybody around the world could then bid on that person?
Yes, absolutely. And the younger you are, as young as 9, 10 years old, virgin, the higher predators, pedophiles, will pay for it.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, where do you start? I mean, when there's so many heavyweights working against you in that.
Well, it's big business. It's the business of human trafficking is actually right after drug trafficking. And so many organized crimes that exist in various sizes and structures around the globe, like Nigeria to Russia and to United States. I wanted to kind of tell you some of the most notorious organized crimes that are involved with human trafficking, if I'm...
Please do. Please do.
The most important ones, that it's involving Albanian gangs. Hmm. They're very heavily trafficked around... they actually fall between the coast of Albania and Italy. Hmm. And they are the route between Eastern European countries and more affluent European countries like Italy, France, and Germany. So basically, Albania is a gateway for migrants from Moldova, Romania, and Bulgaria looking to travel west. And there are usually a lot of unemployed people who are just dying to get out of those countries and go to more affluent countries. And they fall into organized crime.
Well, so I bet some of them even pay to fall into it, you know, because they think they're going somewhere else.
Well, absolutely. They think actually they're going to another country to for better life, to make money, but legitimately. And once you cross the border to another country and you are in their airport, a lot of people, just like the brokers in the middle, they take away your passport. Hmm. And once your passport is taken away from you, there's just no way you can go back. And also another system, you lose your freedom is when they say, well, we brought you here. Now you owe us like $11,000 to $20,000. You don't have it? Well, now you're going to have to pay for it through prostitution because now you belong to us.
Right, they just set it up.
Then you are servicing 10 to 15 men a day trying to pay back your debt.
And these are young, not even teenagers, some of them, you're saying, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Usually they're between 10 to... 17 or 18 years old. The Chinese snakeheads is another organized crime in China that supposedly switched from drug to human trafficking to take advantage of a lot of this vast potential for wealth. And according to the report, they say that Chinese traffickers also make between 2.4 to 3.5 billion dollars each year in human trafficking.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is incredible. It's
right. Other countries are like India, Pakistan, Istanbul, Thailand, Bangkok, South America is very big. Hmm. On it, Chile, Venezuela, very, very lucrative businesses on human trafficking there.
And you mentioned in Japan even.
Japan is another one, absolutely. The Japanese mafia is known as Yakuza and dates back to the time of the samurais. They're known for recovering the majority of their bodies with tattoos and sometimes they give up even their fingers just to become a member of this mafia organization. Hmm. And their criminal enterprises extend into gambling, real estate, stock market, gun smuggling, and of course now human trafficking. And they're very involved with sex trade, especially from countries like China and Thailand and Cambodia.
Oh, wow. So, and that really brings us to... what is happening out there in a global manner? Who is doing anything? Is the United Nations? Is America putting money into it? What is happening?
Well, there are some projects out there right now. Since 1998, the National Institute of Justice, also known as NIJ, has been funding and participating in a range of human trafficking research projects. And these include a diverse mix of research, demonstrations, development efforts to focus on exploitation of children. There is an organization here, actually, in Sonoma County that I belong to by the name of Throoptimus International. And their mission statement is to improve the lives of women and girls and in local communities and throughout the world. They are very involved. In fact, that is one of my passions. That's how I got involved in human trafficking for January 11th, which was the Human Trafficking Awareness Day. I was a moderator right here in Sonoma. We had the Homeland Security and FBI and local law enforcement agencies involved, showing just to bring awareness to the people in Sonoma, making them realize that it doesn't just happen to Thailand and Bangkok and South America and Middle East. It happens right here in your backyard, right here in Sonoma County.
And also you've got, there's a global coalition called Stop the Traffic.
Right.
Soroptimists of...
Stop the Traffic is a project that Soroptimist International has put together. It's a global coalition. You can go to www.stopthetraffic.org to participate. It's a global movement against the trafficking of people, which has more than 1,000 members in 50 countries, and the grassroots following of ordinary activists around the world. And the work undertaken is aimed to end human trafficking and all forms of violence against women.
Right, and are there any political efforts going on in Congress or at any level in this country to stiffen up either penalties or the policing of it?
Well, in this country, unfortunately, sometimes they have not been able to put... the concentration has been on the women in the streets. That's unfortunate. The law enforcement has really concentrated on that. What has happened, which is great, and I think that it should be happening here, is Sweden has a unique law criminalizing those who purchase sex. And the law, which was passed in 1999, prohibits the purchase of sexual services, and it targets actually the purchaser, the men. And the penalty is a fine up to 6 months imprisonment. And we need to do the same thing as in Sweden. Convict human traffickers, not the victims of human trafficking. And as long as men think they are entitled to buy and use women and girls' bodies, women and girls' bodies, human trafficking for sexual purposes will continue. So through legislation, we can influence and change men's attitude. And that, in turn, can influence and change other types of behavior.
Yes, indeed. And now you said there are things going on in Sonoma County and across America, Operation Cross Country.
Absolutely. This is something I wanted to share with our listeners. Operation Cross Country 2, it happened just last year, October 27th in 2008. Dozens of juveniles have been freed from forced prostitution by nationwide operation that actually resulted in arrest of hundreds of other people. And some of the alleged sex traffickers were working in the network of 6 to 10 pimps. It was a three-day operation. The FBI with local law enforcement agencies and state law enforcement took 46 girls and one boy, all of them U.S. citizens, between the ages of 13 to 17, into protective custody. And this Operation Cross Country involved efforts in 29 cities and resulted in the arrest of 73 pimps and 518 adult prostitutes. And, you know, actually, Center for Missing and Exploited Children, 10 of them, 10 of these kids actually were reported missing by Center for Missing and Exploited Children. It was great.
Oh, so at least some were taken off the books then, at least, yeah.
Many of them actually were from Sonoma County, right here in Santa Rosa.
Really? It is that prevalent here then, that it really does happen on our own doorstep?
Absolutely. Several of them were from Marin County, San Rafael, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, right here.
And always the problem is, you know, they go in and they, you know, arrest people. Then what, after the kids have been basically freed, what happens to them? Do they go back to their families? Do they go into institutions? Do they get an education? What happens?
Well, some of the kids are brought here to the United States, unfortunately, because they're very afraid of actually testifying against the traffickers. They don't want to go to court. Places like SAGE, Sexual Exploitation, Global Exploitation, they actually really help with Homeland Security to help these kids to stay in the United States and protect them and get them visas as well as green cards. So, and they even help bring the parents to the United States to keep them safe. There is an organization right here in Sonoma County,
yeah,
by the name of Sonoma County Collaborative Network on Human Trafficking. The participants, I'm a member of this organization.
Mm-hmm.
The participants are from Commission on Status of Women, United Against Sexual Assault, Women's Justice Center, the Soroptimus International, Social Advocate for Youth, Commission on Human Rights, YWCA, and even the DA's office.
Mm.
And our goal is to actually come up with ideas and goals to fight against human trafficking in Sonoma County.
Oh, incredible. Is there, how can people contact and get more information about the group?
If they actually email me at investigatrix@gmail.com, I will be able to put them in contact.
Oh, great. Could you repeat that?
Yes. investigatrix@gmail.com.
Okay. Great, great title.
Thank you.
And you know, we have I don't know if you were listening before, but we have a mystery in the investigative mystery in the studio. A cow which was in the window for Cows Radio has disappeared. So we're putting on our deer stalkers and our Meerschaum pipes, and we're looking for it.
Right, that's so funny. And also, if the listeners want to contact,
yes,
me personally, they can contact me at 70. Should I give a phone number for them to contact?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Sure. They can contact me on my direct line at 707-260-3710. That is my direct line. And I'll be able to help them with any questions that they may have.
Great. And in fact, that's one of the things I put in is, what can we do in terms of, you know, being aware of this problem, and what do we do when we do come across it?
Well, first of all, I have a program that I'm trying to work with one of the high schools here, which I don't want to talk about too much about it. And that is to bring awareness to students of school systems. Because the best teachers of kids are kids. They listen to kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can actually educate kids, we can get the message across. And that is something that maybe next year we can talk about this once it actually goes through. We're in the middle of making negotiations right now. However, I would say this to our listeners. Please, be aware of the person next to you. Don't always have your iPod. Don't be always busy on your cell phones. Really pay attention to the sounds around you, to the people around you. And there may be someone right next to you who's being held against her will. Watch out for your kids and make sure you know who their friends are.
Yeah.
And what they're looking at on the internet. What parties they go to. Get to know, ask questions, and make sure they don't drink when they do go to parties. Because I had a case just last year, and a girl disappeared over MySpace. She was raped at a party. She was only 15 years old. She was gang raped.
Oh.
And she got hooked on heroin.
Oh, dear.
A couple weeks later, she disappeared on MySpace. Fortunately, actually, we recovered her. But that's what happened. She drank from an open punch.
Oh.
Where there was drugs in it. And that's what happened.
Yep.
One of the things I also want to mention, right here in Sonoma County, a child got kidnapped and by the human traffickers.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who actually took this child, it was actually in the college, JC, right here in Santa Rosa. There was a broker, the woman who actually befriended her and took her for months. The mother was able to help and recover her.
Wow.
So, please, this is something that happens right here in your backyard. And you should pay attention to your kids. That's my suggestion to all parents.
Yes, indeed. I mean, and it's an amazing thing that you've undertaken to work on this. It must be very, very hard to, get people's attention on it. It's a very difficult subject.
Well, people don't even believe that it exists.
Mm.
And they don't even know. It's surprising. I mean, there are so many movies now portraying more and more every day I see on television. And the movie like Taken, it's a very, which means that people are paying attention across the world.
Uh-huh.
And people really need to pay attention to what's going on with their own families. And my job is to educate people about human trafficking. So.
Wow. No, that's incredible. It's what work to slog through all the rules and regulations and different languages and customs. I mean, it's what a complex issue.
I have a blog which talks a lot about human trafficking, and that is HTTP investigatrix with 2x .blogspot.com. If you go in it, you will see everything about human trafficking for the entire world. So
okay.
I've written a lot of articles. People can go into them. And, of course, again, if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Yeah, please give out your email and phone number again if you like.
Sure. My email address is investigatrix@gmail.com. And my phone number is 707-260-3710.
Well, thank you so much, Monique.
No problem.
That was, I was shocked when I think it was just a letter in the Press Democrat. I read a small letter and it just, it amazed me that such things were going on. And so I'm really glad that you could come on and let us know about this.
It's my pleasure. I'm always here. And hopefully I will be able to make a difference in someone's life.
Well, it sounds like you already have, and we're very thankful for you. Thank you very much indeed,
Thank
Monique.
You. I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank
Good
you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Please tell me what is taking place, because I can't seem to find a trace. Guess it must have got erased somehow. Their name, it's always gotta be the same.